If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. How many people here feel called to be a prophet? I got some bad news, people. We are all called to be prophets. Every one of us, by the very nature of our baptism, as Catholic Christians, we are all called to be prophets. That's not bad news. That's good news. The bad news is we tend to hesitate to raise our hand and to step up to that call to be a prophet. And perhaps the reason that we hesitate to raise our hand and stand up to that call is because maybe we don't understand what it means to be a prophet. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. A prophet is not somebody who predicts the future. It's not an oracle. It's not a medium. It's not even a large or an extra large. It's somebody who is willing to take the risk to speak the word of God. To speak the word of God. And that doesn't mean somebody who walks around just proclaiming the gospel. What it means is somebody who walks around on this earth speaking to the good of who we are and the good that God wants for each and every one of us. So being a prophet isn't really that hard, unless you live in a broken world. That's the problem. That's the thing that keeps us from wanting to raise our hand with courage. But think about this. Why wouldn't we want to step into the world and speak the good and the truth of who God is in our lives? It doesn't mean you have to know every word of Scripture. It doesn't mean that you have to be able to cite verse and line in Scripture. What it means is you have to be willing to take the risk to love one another. The Word of God became flesh in the person of Jesus. And it's Jesus who spoke with authority. Perhaps what frightens us about being prophets is we don't feel we have the authority. But by the nature of our baptism, we do. Not only do we have the authority, we have the call. We have the vocation. We have the obligation to speak the good news of God in our broken world. And we have to learn to do it with courage, because the world is going to try and reject it. And the reason the world tries to reject it is because God's word is above and beyond this broken world. That's why Jesus entered into it, to redeem us, to save us, and to give us the gift of everlasting life, to destroy death completely. And perhaps we still are a little bit afraid of what death means. Because in our earthly experience, death means pain. When we lose someone that we love, it's incredibly painful. But if we lose someone that we love and process it in our faith, and by processing it in our faith, what I mean to say is by really knowing by faith that Jesus Christ was not kidding around when he made us the promise of eternal life. If we truly believe that, then we can know that death is only the end of the existence, of our existence in this broken world. And so in our death, we're freed from the brokenness of the world. But in the meantime, each and every one of us is called to be a prophet in this world. Now, Paul makes it sound easy, right? Paul, I don't know what planet he was on when he wrote this letter, but for him to suggest that it's a lot easier to not get caught up in the worries of the world by not getting married. Are there any single people out there who have no worries in the world? Yeah, as many prophets, right? No. This world makes us worry. It creates anxiety for us. But we have to be careful about what we allow into us. And I think, unfortunately, it's part of our human condition to embrace anxiety. You know, this morning in the kitchen, Father John was reading the newspaper, and I said, "So what good news is in that newspaper, Father John?" And he said, "Nah, there is no good news in the newspaper." We have to be the bearers of good news. Because for some reason, bad news is more popular. Bad news is what we don't harden our hearts to. Why is that? Why do we allow bad news to enter into our hearts and good news to bounce off of it? So today, it must be our prayer to really soften our hearts to God's will. To soften our hearts and invite that love that God has for us in such abundance we can't even imagine it. So that in letting in the love, there's no room in our hearts for the bad news. That's really hard to do. So let it be our prayer today that as we come forward to receive Christ into our hearts, that we will soften our hearts so that God's love, God's word can enter into it, and that we won't be afraid to be prophets. We won't be afraid to proclaim the good news, to reject the bad news, and to transform this world one heart at a time.